And this is that excerpt from the chapter Progress. We are capable of investigating the world from a stance of unity, without linking that inquiry to a bunch of fanciful notions about thought realizing itself, and some people being good because they help thought realize itself, and other people's being bad because they don't represent thought, or some such BS. Let's start telling ourselves a different story. If only out of solidarity, out of a need to grow together rather than in opposition. The alternative story can be summed up in three words: misery loves company. And by this, I mean the alternative story to the one to explain this horror we find ourselves in. I didn't mean alternative in the sense I use it more today, which is the opposite of power. No, this is the alternative explanation for what we got. This mess. Some really, really unhappy people with big gaping holes in their souls, under the pressure of necessity, resorted to violence. They set out on an endless mission to try to fill these holes with material stuff. The sight of happy people drove them mad, and they set about trying to destroy their happiness as thoroughly as possible. From necessity in the human story, the road led to child abandonment and violence, and then onward to hierarchy and passive obedience. And boy, is that a problem today. Now, although it isn't. It's like that in Beginning Again, my point that courage is not our problem. It may vary that our problem is not knowing what's up. And that we just got to know what's up and then we down, right? Well, it could be that passive obedience is in that same category of only when we don't know what's up are we, we're trained that way, but we are flexible beings. That's how they've been able to run these scams on us. Now, it's true that we can't elevate this story to the level of system. And in it, there are lots of incompletely answered questions like, how did they get so unhappy? But we've, thanks to John Boswell and the, and the kindness of strangers, child abandonment from late antiquity through the Renaissance, that is an important book, John Boswell. You know, I've been meaning to try to do excerpts of it, but it's real hard right now to take on something that massive. So if you get a chance to just, you know, read a bit here, read a bit there, try to feel it, if you know what I mean. Feel the full implications of that. We're talking not centuries, thousands of years of child abandonment and what that does to, how that gets embedded in what people think is human, but isn't. It's like Kropotkin telling us that in ancient texts, gorillas were gregarious. Breaks your heart to think about that. How much damage has been inflicted on life. We are not yet what we're meant to be, but we will recover all that was stolen from us by this sick system of rigid hierarchical rule. So though we can't elevate this story to the level of system, and we're going to talk about how we don't want to elevate things to the level of system anymore. That word system is important for us to think about. And in it, there are lots of incompletely answered questions like, how did they get so unhappy? Which, thanks to Alice Miller and John Boswell, as I just said, we have some insight into now. But still, it fits the facts way better, this story. Misery loves company than the tale Hegel tells. Fear stalked the globe, stealing wherever it went, food, resources, happiness. And destroying the happiness of others was most satisfying of all, to smash as it had been smashed, wound as it had been wounded, to do to others what had been done to it. It made orphans. Exactly what they're trying to do to Africa, sections of it right now, and Syria, and Mexico. Come on, let's start having ongoing discussions of making a global movement for a free future based in abundance, in not having us on the market anymore. It made orphans. It's a common compulsion, a familiar vacancy, a death fetish dynamic. Israel comes to mind. Palestine, another place they are making orphans with intent. The lost child is the source of our troubles. It's time for us to heal the hurt, complete the circuit, return home. We've nothing now but our imaginations and our biological memory, but that's enough for the task at hand, which is reunion. And that's from part 6 of the chapter Progress, Survival and Complicity.